John Breach, CBSSports.com, part of the Pick Six Super Friends, joins us as we are now, I don't know how many hours, almost, we're about 20 hours past the deadline for Barkley, Saquon Barkley and Josh Jacobs and Tony Pollard and maybe some others to sign their franchise tag or the deadline to sign a long-term deal. That didn't happen. Your thoughts on what we saw yesterday, and then we'll get into some other issues.
Adam, you know what? What I saw yesterday is every running back wants to retire and quit the NFL because they don't think they are fairly getting paid. I have never seen just outrage like that. We saw Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor, Austin Eckler. Just all these guys go on Twitter just showing how upset they were that none of the franchise tag guys got extensions, that Josh Jacobs didn't get an extension, Barkley, Tony Pollard. And really, I mean, everyone saw this coming. This has been a culmination of probably the last 5 to 7 years where the running back market has tanked. I don't know that it is ever going to recover. Teams, unless you are Derrick Henry or Christian McCaffrey, that really tier one of guys that can be true game changers, I don't think we're going to see many guys getting the $12, $13, $15 million contracts. And so that's where we are right now. I mean, Saquon Barkley probably thought, hey, I'm asking $13 million. That's not much. That's $3 million under what Christian McCaffrey is getting. I did a lot for this team last year. I don't think that's a huge ask, and the Giants are saying, yeah, that's way too much. We're not giving you $13 million, buddy. So, yeah, I just think we saw the running back market crater, and now there's going to be fallout for that.
John Breach, CBSSports.com, is joining us here. In a big picture, isn't this really the problem with the collective bargaining agreement? And my bigger issue The issue with that is that these guys are, especially if you're a first-round pick, you're under contract for 4 years. The average lifespan of a running back in the NFL is like 4 years. So that contract, that's your deal. If we were done with that first contract after 2 years, and these guys, and maybe it wouldn't have worked in the case of Barkley because he got hurt, but if these guys were able to go to market in the, like, as they were entering their prime, in the middle of their prime, it would be different. But because these guys are going to the market basically when they're supposed to be in decline, why would any team? I don't blame teams for not wanting to pay running backs.
Yeah, and that is the problem. When you look at the collective bargaining agreement, hey, look, it's working out well for most positions. But like you said, with running backs, you're talking about these guys are taking 300 hits a year for 4 or 5 straight years. If they're a first-round pick, it's 5 straight years before they're eligible, you know, before they're signing a new contract. And by then, that's when the tread on the tires starts to wear off if you're a running back. So, I feel like the only way for running backs to get out of this and the only way for them to improve their value is to somehow say, hey, can we be eligible for a contract negotiation after 2 years instead of the standard 3 years? You need to cut that first contract down. Otherwise, it's hard to imagine running backs rebounding from this.
Well, you know, I think it's exacerbated by the problem that, I mean, this is, I'm not trying to slam Daniel Jones here, but I mean, at best, he's a mid-level starting quarterback in the NFL. I mean, I understand the Giants had a good year. It was probably a lot more because of Saquon Barkley than it was because of Daniel Jones, but he gets $40 million. But Barkley, who is probably a more valuable player to the Giants, at least this year, until his decline, can't get a contract. Isn't the quarterback, like the money that the quarterbacks get, isn't that part of the problem?
Yeah, I mean, quarterbacks to an extent absolutely deserve their money. You know, no one's going to say that Patrick Mahomes should get paid less so that the running back could get paid more. So I do think there are a lot of instances where that logic doesn't hold up. But in the particular situation that you just named, it absolutely does hold up because we're talking Daniel Jones' QB rating was 14 points better when Saquon Barkley was on the field last year. So it's not just, you know, Austin Eckler was mentioning this. There is a lot. These guys are offensive linemen because they have to pass protect. You know, they're getting the ball. They're catching the ball. They're doing everything. And the Giants offense was better when Barkley was out there. And if I'm Brian Daboll, if I'm the coach, you know, he doesn't have final say here. The general manager does. But I'm thinking, man, Dale Jones just got a contract for $40 million per year. Why can't we just give him $38 million per year and use that extra $2 million to meet Saquon Barkley's demands, because that's the guy that makes my offense go round. So, yeah, it is a little weird, definitely, in several situations that you have running backs that can't get paid. You know, in other instances, again, like the Chiefs, I understand why they're not paying a running back, because Patrick Mahomes is that offense. But in a situation like New York's, man, I am paying Saquon Barkley because he was such a huge part of that offense.
And the truth is, and John Breach and CBS is joining us here, is that there are so few running backs historically. If we can go back, we can start the clock maybe 15 or so years ago. There are so few running backs that stay at the top of their game for longer than 4 or 5 years. I mean, there aren't that many LaDainian Tomlinsons, Adrian Petersons. Hey, we can put Derrick Henry in that list. I think Christian McCaffrey's a different type of running back because of how much he catches the ball out of the backfield. We don't see 240 carries from him very often in his career. But there are just so few of those that I think it's, again, I think it's smart business on the part of NFL management to not invest a lot of money. I think the bigger issue is, why'd you draft Barkley number two?
Yeah, well, I mean, the Giants have Dave Gettleman, huge problem. They took Daniel Jones at 6th overall. That was definitely a reach. You know, Daniel Jones, probably a first rounder, probably should have been taken mid to late first round, definitely not a 6th overall pick, and you shouldn't be using a top five pick on a running back. But I do think the other issue for running backs is that they've kind of hurt themselves. When you look at the last few huge running back contracts that have been handed out, they have not panned out. I mean, we're talking about Le'Veon Bell signing with the Jets.
Yeah.
Dud, did absolutely nothing. Todd Gurley was just a legend with the Rams. Then he goes and signs that huge extension, falls off the face of the earth. We saw what Zeke Elliott did with the Cowboys, just kind of started to fall apart after signing that $90 million extension. And then even David Johnson, he was kind of that Christian McCaffrey type before Christian McCaffrey got real big. He had one or two big years, and then like these other guys fell off the face of the earth. So you've had these deals that are worth $13 million a year or more, and you know none of those guys panned out. And I think there's also some fear because teams don't want to waste that money on running backs.
Yeah, and again, I don't blame them for not wanting to do that. What I guess the argument is that these guys are not replaceable, but history tells us that they're all replaceable, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you look at this has been the example that's been thrown around the last 24 hours. You just look at the Super Bowl teams for the past 10 years, and no one is backing up the Brinks truck to their running back. Most of these teams have interchangeable running backs. They're not paying them a lot of money. And so that's not the element of their offense where they're saying, hey, we need to spend a lot of money here. They're saying, let's do receivers, let's do quarterback, let's get two offensive linemen, pay them a lot, and then we'll figure it out from there. The running back just isn't a position that teams think they need to pay to get to the Super Bowl anymore.
You know, what's interesting is that Daniel Jones, who had a career-high 15 touchdown passes last year in 16 starts. Yes, 15 touchdown passes, less than one per start for a playoff team and got a $40 million contract. He is probably most effective with his legs, so I wonder why they didn't treat him like a running back.
Yeah, give him, say, sorry, Daniel, we're only giving you $10.1 million, which is the running back franchise tag. Yeah, it's amazing that they wouldn't pay Saquon Barkley that, and we're sitting here to talk about Daniel Jones being one of the 10 highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL, which is just, in the grand scheme of things, you know, that's the market rate. I get it. But when you're talking about not paying Saquon and giving Daniel Jones $40 million, it does seem a little bit foolish.
Final question for John Breach. Yes or no answer is all I really need. Will Saquon Barkley be behind, you know, I guess behind Daniel Jones on week one?
Yes. I am so confident. I'm 100% confident in this. If I could bet on it, I would bet on it. I do think he is going to skip a large chunk of training camp, but I just think that with the Le'Veon Bell situation, that's what running backs look back on. They see that, hey, look, you skip a season, that could throw your whole career off. And yeah, there is that threat of skipping one game, but you lose the paycheck. And look, there's only 17 regular season games. You do not want to miss one. So I do think Barkley will skip a chunk of training camp. I do not think he will hold out and miss any games.
John Breach, I appreciate your time, my friend. CBS Sports Pick 6 podcast, part of the Super Friends. Talk to you soon. Enjoy whatever's left of your summer before training camp.
Definitely. Thanks for having me, Adam.
You got it, man.